Liam, 7-2. It could have been 10, it could have been 12. I mean, a flawless performance, bar the two you conceded.
Yeah, I think it's a bit mad. I think the first half played really well, and just some of the football we were playing, people were all over the pitch, everyone wanted the ball, and we were creating chances, and we were sort of getting in behind their back line, and people were popping up everywhere, and I just thought it's sort of the hard work off the ball. Even when we lost it in like silly places, you could see everyone reacting, running back and sort of winning the ball back in 5 or 6 seconds. So it gives you a bit of freedom when you do get the ball, that you know if you lose it, everyone's going to work to get it back. And it sort of took like the shackles off, and everyone was playing well, and we were creating chances, and tonight we took them.
The work rate's a huge thing now this last number of weeks. I mean, Ronan Boyce seems to be in the other team's box more than his own.
Yeah, I think it comes with a bit of confidence. Like, you know, as I said, when you lose a ball, like if Stout's running up the box, I think it was the time in the first half I was right back and he was in the box. And it's just, you know, if he goes in, that if he loses the ball, I will run back and play right back until he's back in position. And it's sort of just that trust that, like, because we had a lot of new players, you sort of don't know what everyone plays like, or you don't know what they like to do. And I think we sort of came to grips with that a bit more. And the last four games, I think we've done that. There's been different performances. Like, the night was really good football, and then the first half against Shells, we played really good football and we scored a great goal, obviously, second half, and hung on. We've done that a couple of times, so we know we can do both sides of the game. And when we're at home, I think the last couple of games we've been brilliant, passing the ball about, causing team problems. And tonight, I think we just took our chances better than we did in the other games.
A month ago, you know, four ones in a row like you've had, people would have thought, I'm not sure that can happen. But as each game has gone on, you've got better and better and better, and it obviously culminates in tonight's 7 goals.
Yeah, 100%. I think we went on a run sort of at the start of the season, and then we lost 2, so, and then it was the break. So we knew, like, we need consistency and we need to keep building. Like, even tonight, we scored 7 goals, but we still conceded 2. So we'll look at that and we want to keep striving for perfection. You might never get it, but the closer you are to that, the better it is for your team, and that's all we'll be doing. We'll keep working hard. Some nights people will be off it. We'll have a great squad that people will come on, or we can change the team every week, and you know there's quality going to be in the game. And if we keep working hard and keep getting clean sheets, you fancy to win any game.
Tiernan always says after a victory it's only 3 points, but you'll understand why supporters are getting really excited now.
Yeah, obviously it's a rare occasion to score 7 goals, but as I said, we need consistency. If we go out next week and get beat, this gets forgotten about. Even for me, like, in football, changes week to week. Like, last week I played our average, and then the night you're going home, scored a hat-trick and top of the world, and you just need to concentrate and keep doing the right things, keep looking after yourself off a pitch, and keep striving to keep putting in the same performances, keep working hard.
It's a hard team to get a place in.
Yeah, 100%. And we've signed a couple of good players. I've seen them during the week in training. So, it's just, like, I think it was a couple of months ago, there was a couple of games where I scored one, and then Danny starts, he scores one. And we can change basically any position, and you know there's quality coming in and people coming back from injury, everything. So, you know, that's what you need. You need to be going on the pitch knowing you need to play well to keep your spot in the team, and that's what drives the standards of the club.